In the French port of Calais, this has become a familiar sight. Destitute migrants, the majority from East Africa and the Middle East, have made the town their temporary home. These makeshift tents on industrial wasteland have been nicknamed the jungle.
This condition I had never seen in my life. You see, I came from the place there the war took place. For example, in Darfur, their life is better than this.
Estimates put the number of migrants here in Calais at over 1,500. Now, these men, women and children have been queuing up for the past 2 hours to get some food provided for them by a volunteer organisation. And for many of them, this is the only meal they're going to get to eat all day. The majority of the people we speak to tell us their aim is to make the journey across the English Channel. It's believed hundreds try to get to the UK illegally each week, stowed away in lorries.
They're desperate to go to England. You know, they really, that's what they want. They don't want to stay here. It's not a very nice place to stay. And even if they ask for asylum, many stay on the street for weeks or months before they even have lodging.
In Calais, dinner time is over. While they're here, these men and women's lives are taken up by simple questions, like where their next meal will come from, or how they can get a shower, while the authorities in France and Britain continue to wash their hands of them.